Now I have the wonderful pleasure of being joined by Emily from Aro. Kia ora, how are you doing?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thanks. I'm surviving my morning attempts. I'm not a huge morning person, but I've got my like third coffee with me.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the first interview I did, I just talked to the person who was another breakfast show host about how what to do to try and like stay awake in the morning and do things.
But, I think coffee's the only way I can think of getting through.
yeah. But I heard you've got some kids around you as well, so that must be a great like morning wake up and excitement and get you always in the mood.
Yes. No, it is usually a delight. I feel like this last week has been so busy with trying to get a million things done for this release.
Yeah.
That we've been working into the evenings way later than normal. Mm-hmm. And so the morning energy is hard to catch up with the kids' energy.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Well, congratulations on your album coming out today. Super, super cool.
Thank you.
So Ta Wo Wo has come out today. Could you give us a little bit of a rundown for people who haven't heard of Aro before about maybe what the project is and what sort of stuff you guys do?
Yeah, sweet. So this is our second full-length album, but probably our fourth release, mm-hmm. like proper like EP or album. We've had many singles in between. We've been doing music together since about 2016 when we also got married. So Charles and I met studying music and then started writing together. And but this work, we have a focus on te tāiao, like natural heritage, natural environment, mm-hmm. as our inspiration. So we start with a concept. So Manu was our debut album back in 2019, and that was inspired by the native birds of Aotearoa, and we let the birds kind of decide who was going to be on it by which one we heard as we travelled around the country.
Yeah.
So that made it a bit easier to choose. But yeah, this album is the first one we've done actually that was just fully like we're writing a whole album that's inspired by whatever we want to write about. And it was paired with moving out of our whare in Pukekohe in Auckland and living on the road full time with our kids in a beautiful caravan. So we've been on the road for almost a year now, and in the first 3 months is when we wrote this album Ta Wo Wo.
Cool.
Yeah,
that must have a huge effect on how you're writing if you're writing while you're moving. But I can also imagine it'd be such a fun, fresh, creative thing to be traveling around. And I guess hearing like you're saying the different manu, but the different everything around the country, around the motu.
No, totally. Yeah. It was we started in Te Waipounamu actually with the writing last year.
Cool.
And it was just there were just some incredibly beautiful places we went. And following the kids' lead, you know, we had at that time a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and the days were very play oriented.
Yeah.
Making sure they were happy and kind of following their lead, and then we'd have big chats in the car rides, which would end up kind of inspiring the starts of songs, and then in the evenings once they'd gone to bed was when these songs kind of came to life.
Yeah.
It's Ta Wo Wo means a place beyond perception, and it's all about like trying to go back to the place that you know, that wonder and that joy you have as a kid. Like I feel like you don't realize how heavy I guess life can be, and you're just this small little person who's delighting in mm-hmm. everything, you know. Kids are so joyful like that, and wonder is a big part of their world, and so it's kind of just finding a way to get back to that place as adults now with all of the baggage we have. So it's mm-hmm. like a album that takes you on a bit of a journey from like feeling that excitement of Ta Wo Wo and Puna, all of the first two tracks, and then it kind of we slowly get into a bit more of the like hearty, deep and personal things that we actually have never written like that before. So it's been quite a different journey for us as well as songwriters.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I can see how like when you're trying, I mean, music is often used as a vehicle to be able to feel that like childlike that joy or excitement or that freedom. I could also see how like if you're writing music intentionally trying to reflect on that, sometimes you can express and experience that joy with some immediacy, but then when you're trying to recreate it a lot in music over and over, you end up having to like do your own therapy, you know, immediately through music and like come up with, oh, why do I feel this stressed about this thing? Or why do I feel this like baggage about this thing or whatever, you know? That sounds like
totally. It was a really, a good journey. I think as well, just, globally, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It feels like the world's kind of on fire at the moment. So I think it was kind of just, thinking about that and trying to learn how we can still be joyful and enjoy these beautiful things. while also acknowledging that, you know, it's really hard out there at the moment for a lot of people. So it's a balancing act, I guess.
Yeah, cool.
holding all the things.
Yeah, and so I guess about like how you go about writing and recording and stuff if you're on the move the whole time. What's your sort of instrumentation, or do you write songs together like conceptually? Do you write songs on an instrument and you just pick it up and have a jam? Do you write lyrics? How does it sort of look for you?
Yeah, it's definitely a full on collaboration between Charles and I. We've got really different strengths when it comes to writing, I think. And especially when we got to the studio, it was like very clear that Charles was the musical director. you know, he's got all these ideas for like the rhythm section and you know, all the other parts like that. But I feel like my brain just goes straight to like the colourful, all the vocal things that we can do, and like all the like percussive sounds. And anyway, that was fun. But for the writing part, I think it all just kind of, it all started with the conversations we were having and the drives when the kids were just chilling in the back or sleeping, you know, when we were driving from one place to the next. And Charles will get the guitar out. We'll be like, one of us might be like, oh, I'm feeling it. This kind of vibe is what I'm, trying to capture. He'll fiddle around and find something. And sometimes I've got a very clear idea of how I'd want it to sound. So, it's a mixture. And then there's a couple where I started on piano or just had little ideas that I was playing with on Logic or, music software. So, it's a mixture. And then we both bring our different, sometimes we'd sit down with like a piece of paper each and be like, this is the idea. Mm-hmm. Let's just scribble down all of our thoughts around it. And we've got very different wired brains as well. So it was always very, very different to each other's, but then we'd bring it together and find the parts where it can link. And that was how we did it.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. And speaking of how you said bringing some colourful ideas, I also really, really like the album cover. It's super cool.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah. For the listeners who can't physically see something, first of all, just go and search up Te Wawo from Arul. It's got this beautiful kind of collage-y green landscape, some really cool flowers, some very different looking kind of textures, but somehow it's got this kind of magical different colours of different universes put together around a big sun. How did you come up with, I hope that was an apt description for the listeners.
That was beautiful. No, yes, it's a very otherworldly kind of beautiful image, I think. And it's also got two little glowing people in the middle there, and those are our kids. Yeah. That's actually like a silhouette of our tamariki.
Oh, cute.
Which is nice, So Lulu Cures, who made it, and I found her through some friends of ours who we've worked with before, and they shared like this beautiful collage. It must have been a poster or something, and I was like, who the heck did that? It's so cool. And then we started a journey with Lulu, going back and forth with the kind of ideas we were thinking, and then it was beautiful, the process, actually, just bouncing ideas back and forth. And she did the single artwork as well for a few of the singles that have been put out already off this album, but also some that are still coming in.
Cool.
Yeah, it's quite imaginative and creative and beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of, like, talking about that that harkening back to childhood feeling, it has this, like, funny, like, almost like Teletubbies kind of feel to it, while also feeling, like, very Aotearoa at the same time, which I love.
Oh,
it's
love
so
it.
Cool.
That's great.
And so I've got a track lined up for playing as well, Stardust. Could you talk a little bit about that tune?
Yeah, Stardust is the final track off the album, but it's also the feature track when we've been listening through it to decide which one we wanted to, be sending out to all the radio stations and just put a bit of a highlight on. The song, I mean, we've been very much inspired by our tamariki on this journey, and wanted to, this is kind of an ode to them, but also just an ode to like the joy of children, but also that is part of all of us as well. You know, that's, we all started as little people and have grown, and being able to find that kind of essence and finding the joy in the day-to-day. So this song's just like a very colourful, fun, happy little song to finish the album on, and we hope it lifts people's spirits.
Cool. Yeah, I really like that idea of ending something with like an upbeat tune, because often that's a way to alleviate a lot of the tension or the intention or the intensity of what you experience throughout like a piece of music and stuff. And sometimes it can be good to remind people to have fun or like enjoy it.
Totally. We do, as I said before, it is personal and it does go pretty deep, and so I think this is a really nice ending to it as well.
Yeah, cool. Oh, well, I'm so excited to give the album a full listen through too. But have you got any other last words or things you could tell us about what's coming up for you guys? What you guys are feeling? How it's going with the release and things like that?
Yeah, totally. No, we're really excited. As from Sunday, we've been up in Auckland for the last little while doing a few shows around here, but we head south for the next month and a half. Doing a tour around the Motu, which is called the Secret Sun Tour. So basically, it's very different to the normal tour where you put posters out, you promote it at a venue, which we've done many times. But this one, we just wanted to share this album amongst nature and invite anybody and everybody to come and make it as accessible as possible. We realize that things are tight, money's tight, and people are, people just need a bit of hopefully people can come and just enjoy sitting with us and being in the music and in a beautiful place. So we're doing a tour around the Motu. We are coming down to Dunedin. I think it's sometime in April. Start around Easter in Akaroa and then head south further from there after starting at Cuba Dupa in Wellington. Keep an eye on our socials. We haven't announced where we'll be yet, but there's going to be a beautiful celebration of this music and getting to sit with people and just enjoy, being.
Awesome. Very exciting.
Come and follow us and you can find out where we'll be.
Yeah, totally. Thanks so much for joining me. It's been a real pleasure to have a chat and I can't wait to give a listen through the album now, especially after that corridor too.
Oh, kia ora. Nice to chat with you too.
Cool. Thank you so much. That was Emily from Aro. And now we are going to check on the track Stardust. And hopefully y'all enjoyed that. And stay tuned. We might even sneak in some more slightly later on. Oh, I'm making a buzzing sound through the radio. Here we go. This is Stardust from Aro.
My girl wanted to have the whole world.
That was a Radio 191 event podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.